Blog Talk Radio.
Don't this hit make my people wanna 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 Don't this hit make my people wanna
Act the fool, you better watch out. He bringing the cops out. Come on, street soldiers is ringing them out.
Short circuit and blacking the blocks out. Now open up the garage and pull the drops out. Rocking the fur coat, bringing the blue fox out.
Diamond light on the block, bringing the blue rocks out. While until all of my crew knocks out. Come on, get your ass up on the floor. Throw your hands if you want some more.
Baby, wiggle your couch out. And peep the way we be blowing this spot out.
Come on, look how we got them ready to act out. Girl, I'm ready to get the twist in your back.
Let's
out.
Go.
Come on,
drink yak till I'm falling out. Yeah,
flat on his back. Now watch your brother crawling out.
Oh. That buster.
What's up, son?
See them girl rolling. And it look like.
Come on.
They're just fooling.
Oh, yeah, I see I'm getting big
but
now.
But if your man baby sitting,
uh-huh.
Then what you gonna say?
What we gonna tell him?
You gonna tell that brother?
That's like a boss, yeah.
You gonna tell that brother?
That's like a boss, yeah.
Everybody singing now.
That's like a boss, yeah.
Everybody singing now.
That's like a boss, yeah.
Woo!
Hey, Pastor Cavazier, that's what Buster said.
And I know some of y'all might say,
why the heck did DMV Kale start his show with Buster Rhymes, Pastor Cavazier? Well, this weekend was the BET Awards. Our man, Buster Bus, received the Lifetime Achievement Award. And I was just thinking, you know, over the years, all the music that Buster has provided and the party songs he's given to us, the different artists he's worked along with, from Janet Jackson to Pharrell and so on, the list is endless. And I was just like, wow, you know. That is a lifetime of music that this young man has given us. So, yeah, you know, I want to pay tribute and say congratulations to Busta Rhymes for, you know, with all of the bad image and portrayal that hip-hop and rap music receives, to see someone rewarded and paying a tribute to for his longevity and his array of musical production, that is an achievement in my book. So congratulations, Busta Rhyme.
Listen,
I ain't gonna lie to you, Chief. I went back on YouTube, right, and just typed in Busta Rhyme. You would be, well, you wouldn't be surprised, but the thoughts and feelings that some of the old Busta Rhyme music gives us, I'm like, you know, wow. Yeah, I can remember the clubs I was in or the cookout or the parties that I was a part of when the first time I heard that song, or shall I say, the first time I actually listened to that song, and Buzz gave it to us, y'all. Now, on another front, Kale's Corner has very special person to welcome to this corner, to this world. That's little Marcus. Marcus had his son, y'all. And guess this. He had him on his birthday. Ain't that something?
Well,
his wife, and I'm not going to take her credit away. You go, girl. She did the doggone thing. Healthy, beautiful baby boy. They named him a junior. And we here at Kale's Corner want to celebrate you guys and tell you guys, listen, I'm trying to tell you, as a person that went through a lot of things in life, the military, being in many different auspicious situations where I didn't know what the outcome was going to be, the only thing that grew me up and made me of life in a different way was the birth of my children, my daughter and my son. So I'm telling you, and you know, I remember hearing an elder say to me, this child is going to bring life to you. And I've watched over and over again so many examples of that. My brother Ted and his goddaughter, you know, just the life and the love and the teaching and being there for the child and passing their ways and their traditions on to young Journey. You know, it's just like I see it now. I can actually see it. When I'm with my grandchild, or I hear you talking of your grandchildren, Therese, and it's just like I can see it now. I see the light that these children bring. I see the energy, the importance, the thought process that go into being a great individual in this child's life, whether you're a grandparent, a parent, a godparent, whatever, uncle, auntie, cousin, whatever, just doing all you can do, giving all of yourself. And I'm telling you, man, there is nothing like children at all. And you know, I was talking to Brother Marcus on the phone, Trees, and the baby was in the background, and I could hear that baby. And that baby gave me life at home. Do you understand me? Girl, I got up, brush shaved his head, and got to singing music. And, you know, next thing I know, Reese and I got the grill out, doing our thing, grilling, playing dominoes. And she asked me, she said, what, boy, you been laying in the bed chilling just about all day. What got you up? And I told her, I said, you know, the only thing I can contribute it to is I heard little Marcus. You know what I mean? I heard him speaking and trying to talk and Marcus interacting with him. And it gave me life, man. It gave me a whole new energy. So we appreciate Marcus and little Marcus and his wife. The Thomases, you know what I mean? We appreciate the Thomas family, and we say congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations on a healthy, normal, no problem, no situation birth. You know, thank God for coming in that, because when she was about to have the baby and Marcus and I was about to get off the phone, he said, pray for me. I said, bruh, you don't even have to add that one. You know what I mean? That's dead.
Yeah.
That's coming. That's coming. And it's something about when a friend of yours, a true friend, has a child, you feel like you're having a child. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you're having a child. I remember when Emmanuel was born and Brother Ted was like, yeah, we got to get him a basketball. We got to get him a jersey. We got to get him. I was like, Ted, he got to walk first before we give him all that stuff. And Ted was like, I'm telling you, it's going to creep up on you, and you ain't going to be prepared. And I was like, okay. So we went out, bought jerseys and little basketballs and footballs and all of that stuff. And I'm serious. I felt that energy that my brother felt, that, you know, my friends felt. I just felt that energy, and I was so thankful for that. And I appreciate Marcus and Miss Thomas for allowing me to share in their blessing. You know, it was a great thing, Tree.
I can just imagine. And plus the baby was born on his birthday. We got one of those in our family too. My son and his daughter born on his birthday. His daughter born on his birthday. They have the same birthday. So I know how that feels.
Right. How about I was going through Facebook and it said, you know how they do, people you know are birthday.
Yeah.
And Marcus, I seen Marcus, I was like, this Bama ain't even tell me. We would have gave him a happy birthday on Tails Corner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, birthday. He ain't even allow us to celebrate. So I called him to chew him out, and he said, yeah, bruh, we in the delivery room. I said, what? Hey, girl, and you talk about a conversation 360. Do you hear me? The whole time. I was like, yeah, go ahead and deal with that. Y'all bring little Marcus in on happy time, unity, togetherness. Just let him know Uncle Tail got his back, whatever he want. Uncle Tail got him. Marcus is like, boy, shut up, man. I'm going to call you later. But it was just his smile. Yes, yes, yes. I'm calling him to say happy birthday. And here his son is coming for his birthday. So I was just like, wow.
Taking over.
You know, so that was a great. And besides the fact that, you know, Reese and I, do our thing with the grilling out and me spanking her and Domino's look real quick. Ree started out winning, right? She started out getting points, built her little one and a half houses and was all sized and everything, and I realized that. Yes, I was running her down, not by winning, but just in points, collecting points. Every time I put down 5 points, 10 points, 15 points, and she was like, you know what, I don't want to play no more. I was like, nah, you started and you got to finish. I was like, you was over here talking all type of trash. You know, dancing her little jig and everything. How's she going to punish me this time and everything? And, girl, when we finished, I beat Reese five houses to three. And she was like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. I'm going to play by myself for a little while and get me right. I said, well, hey, you got 7 days. You got till Sunday. Because we going, Lord willing, we going to meet up again Sunday evening and do this thing all over again. Y'all talk about?
I know that's right.
Yeah. But now, and I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm not going to tell y'all when she went. I'm not. I refuse.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Come on, bro. You got to keep it Gucci. Come on, bro.
I am. I'm keeping it tail Gucci.
Nah, you got to be fair. You got, where's this calling it, sis? If you hear the sound of my voice, when you went, call in.
Nope.
I know she heard
at work. She's at work.
Oh,
she's
Lord.
At work.
Okay, I'll call her later.
You talk about Pat.
I call her
boy.
Later. Yeah, I'm definitely
all
calling
right, her. I ain't worried about you. You ain't going to remember that. All right, y'all.
Yes, I am. I just wrote it down.
Oh, my goodness. She wrote it down, y'all. Listen, don't let Treece ever call anybody petty and not remind her of her writing this day, this time, this thing down. Y'all talking about, make sure you remind her, all right? All right, y'all, let's roll. On today's episode of Tales Corner, we will discuss the two date NL All-Star players. NL All-Star players to date. Now, I say to date because I'm aware that this may change. This might not be the actual starters that they're projecting, other guys may come in due to injuries, due to guys turning it down, not even wanting to go. You know what I mean? That does happen. So we're going to discuss that, the all-star players. And also, I want to take one more look at the division leaders and see where everybody is going into this all-star break. Who's starting to show their dominance and things of that nature, okay? We're going to take a closer look at the trades and moves in the NBA. Your grade for your team's draft. Did they pick wise or weak, in your opinion? And I want to know that. Did your team pick wisely or did they pick weak, in your opinion? In your opinion. We will take a look at this year's NFL Hall of Fame class, the Hall of Famers, guys. And I don't know if the mantra of this year is tribute time, but it seems to me like a lot of old school players have been voted into this year's Hall of Fame class. Now, there are a few players that aren't old school that we all are aware of, but the majority of the players that are going in are old school. And once I read this list, I want to ask you guys, you know, is there somebody that's not on this list as of yet that you feel like should be? We're going to discuss that. And we're also going to discuss the top 10 offensive linemen. Offensive lineman in the NFL. You all are going to be surprised at this list. You're really going to be surprised. But it's a good list. I will say that, but you're still going to be surprised. Okay. You guys can join Lady T and our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Tales Corner. Lady T and the online corner crew, Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you guys can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family, all our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782, and that's each and every, Lord willing, Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real is our only real. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Tree.
Yes.
Girl,
yes.
I thought this power was going to be knocked out. And I'm going to tell you, look, disclaimer, we have storm warnings here in the D.D. County area. So if we click off, I'm going to just go to Kale's Corner, send a text, and let you know what it is, how it happened, and what's going down. Yeah, talk about. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with all that said, Teresa, anything else you want to add into that?
No, you covered. You covered the baby and everything. You did everything. You got
that's
us together.
What's up. That's what's up. Okay, guys. 563-999-3782 is that number. Hey, online corner crew. We'll be right back, y'all.
Oh, they
don't
get
buck
big,
buck.
Too. Bro,
I know they
big.
Are. I know they are. That's why we're mom. Listen, girl, I'm gonna save it for baseball talk. I'm gonna save it for baseball
Twin
talk.
Even on
my
here.
Baddie.
Twin even on
my
here.
My baddie. Oh, really?
Your
oh,
twin.
Really? That's what's up. What's up, big boy? Ha-ha. Love you, boy. Yeah, talking about. My Betty, you had me screaming, get out my damn head, my Betty, this weekend with them dang nabbit Orioles. So we're going to talk about all that when we come back.
Thank you. Jackson. Get me go one time. Baby, just tell me just how you feel. We living it and just giving it to you real. Baby, come on. Every time we cross on the borderline, we giving it to you, making you feel fine. Turn the heat up. Better believe we're going to shine. Make it...
Go shine. Oh, Buster. All right, y'all. MLB National League All-Stars, okay? And they go as follow. You know, y'all know they make me go through. Okay. All right, here we go. We have AL Shoney. Oh, come on, Trees, help me.
Ohtani.
Yeah. Okay, designated hitter with the Angels. We have Ronald Acuna Jr.
Acuna Jr.
Girl, I don't know where my tongue is. Outfield for the Braves. We have, hold on, that's American League. We don't want American League. We want National League. Okay. Sean Murphy for the Braves and Will Smith for the Dodgers. First baseman, Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers, Matt Olson of the Braves. Second baseman, Luis Ariz for the Marlins and Ozzie Albies from the Braves. Third base, Nolan Arenado from the Cardinals and Austin Riley from the Braves. Damn, this just sounds like an all-Braves all-star team to me. Shortstops, Orlando Arcia from the Braves, Francisco Lindor from the Mets, designated hitter J.D. Martinez from the Dodgers, Bryce Harper from the Phillies. Hey, good job, Bryce. Outfielders, Mookie Betts, that's Tang Man, Mookie Betts from the Dodgers, Corbin Carroll from the Diamondbacks, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. from the Diamondbacks, and Michael Harris from the Braves. That is your NL All-Star team. Any gripes, any complaints, or are we all cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
Ladies,
I'm cool with that.
You cool with that?
Yeah, Freeman, he said no records out that thing, so he better have been on this list. Freeman better have been on this list. Acuna Jr. better have been on this list. Ohtani should have been on this list. Especially Lindor, Martin. Harper, he just came back from injury, so I don't really know how he got on the list, but okay, I'm going to roll with it. Betts, Mookie Betts is good.
A little bit of, it's a little bit of popularity, you know. It's exactly. A little bit in there. I ain't gonna be, you know, the one to yeah, exactly. You gotta figure, you gotta have a little bit of popularity in there just to, you know, draw fans' interest. So I'm not mad about that. I'm not mad about that at all. I like the list. I'm with the names that you've named. Yes, those people should, without a shadow of a doubt, be in there. And even Will Smith from the Dodgers. I remember.
Those two. They don't have no Giants in it, so I'm a little teed off, but okay.
Well, I mean, they don't have any Nationals in here either, Therese. So you and I were just going to watch to enjoy a good game. We just gonna watch for the game, you know. All right, let's bring our baseball head in. See what he got to say about this. What's up, Hawk? 57. What it do?
No.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
What's up?
I'm just gonna say one thing, and I'm gonna move on.
Uh-oh.
You're not
on,
there
bro.
Because you didn't have anybody to perform to get you there. Sorry, Giants, Nationals, maybe next year. But look, I agree with you and Kale on the popularity contest, and that's more true than anything because the majority of the players are voted in by the fans. The fans do get a majority of the vote to get players in, and I think Bryce Harper did enough at the beginning of the season to, you know, to stay in people's minds. You know, just came back from being in the World Series last year, you know, in New York. I'm sure he's on every commercial and every billboard in New York City. So, yeah, you can see him being in there. But on paper, the National League looks like they should win it. But for some reason, I'm just saying on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But I still give a nod to the American League because of the way they play ball. And because of the way, right now, if you put the American League up against the National League, the American League is a far better league right now.
Well,
the way I see it.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
I give the National League, and I don't know if it's just because I've watched more National League games this year. That National League pitching has been outstanding this season. It really has. Now, the American League, again, unless it's the Orioles playing somebody or a big-name team like that, I really haven't paid close attention to it as of yet. I'm just getting over this basketball thing, so I'm trying to get in to baseball. And real quick, let me make a point. 57, I watched what you were saying this weekend with that counter on the pitchers, and I looked and I said, 10. Now, what do they have that there for? Oh, that's the time that the pitcher has to throw the ball. And I'm going to say, for the record, I think the hitter is more at an advantage with that time clock than the pitcher, for the simple fact that a pitcher may go through four or five different styles of pitch in their head, which one will be the best for this situation. And you get to 10, 9 before you know it, you're down on 3, 4, and you don't want to just give a base up. You don't want to just let anybody walk on a base. So you throw a pitch that will most likely be a mistake, because we all know haste makes waste. So, and I saw that this weekend in the Nationals game, and I was like, wow, I see what they're saying now. It was no need to put that count on the pitchers like that, in my book. It just didn't look right.
But it's just like basketball and football. I'm sorry, sis. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's just like basketball and football. You know, you can't hand check in basketball no more. You know, one guard coming down the court. You can create more offense. And putting the counter, it does give the advantage to the batter, I feel, because pitchers like Mike Scherzer, who loves to walk around the mound and fire himself up, he gonna need more than 18 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, that's what they want to do, to so they can score more runs and stuff like that. Because you know, you go to the game, you want to see home runs. You really don't. If you're not a baseball enthusiast, you don't understand a 1-0 game. You don't understand what went on the field. You know, you want to see home runs.
Right. And I guess it's baseball's way of keeping up with the NFL and the NBA, because it is a proven fact. Scoring draws the crowd. People love scoring.
That's right.
Me, I love that 3-0 all the way into the third quarter championship game with Tampa Bay and Washington. You know, and it was a great defensive battle, but you know, a lot of people say they were bored, and I'm like, how can you love the sport and be bored? You know, these guys weren't able to do anything with these guys, and those guys weren't able to do anything with those guys. So that's a great game to me. And for someone to hold a 3 nothing lead all the way until midway fourth quarter, that's excitement in itself. But, hey,
yes.
scoring brings on fans. So, yeah, cool. And I didn't mean to get off topic, but I just thought about that.
Yeah.
And as I was watching it, I said, I'm going to tell 57. I see exactly what he's saying now.
But let me get back on the subject to address 57, because he said that neither Washington nor San Francisco did anything to be in the World Series. Mom Betty said that the Orioles is number two and they ain't even on the list, so something is wrong with the list. That's what Mom Betty said.
Well,
that's number one. Number two. Go ahead. That was for Mom Betty, but I still got to say that Brandon Crawford for the shortstop and Logan Webb is for the pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. Man, we out there crushing people. Don't do that. We beat people 15-2, 10-0, 7-1. I mean, we taken the four-game series 3-1, two-game series 2-0. Like, we crushing people. Like, why we went on the list, that's you know, I don't get it. I don't get why nobody from the Orioles, you know, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but.
Well, the Orioles do have one player, Rutschman. He's a catcher for the Orioles. He is a first ballot all-star player for the Orioles.
Okay.
I don't make this up.
Okay.
I just read what they say.
Missed a lot of what you said.
That was for 57.
Yeah,
I had to address him.
Yeah, his phone hung up, Trish. You got to do all that over again. He missed just about everything you said.
He missed it?
I missed the first part of it, sis. Can y'all hear me?
Let me tell you what I said. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, we hear
you. Go ahead.
I said Brandon Crawford, shortstop for the San Francisco Giants, and especially Logan Webb. He's out there tearing it up. Like, what are you talking about? They tearing it up. They should be on this list. At least those two should be on this list. And my Betty said they are number two in the division, and it's no O's on the list. But Kale just said that it's 1-0 on the list, and he's a catcher. So I'm just want to address you. You tell me we ain't doing nothing good enough to get on these. Oh, we did something that's good enough to get on these, sir.
But apparently they didn't see that, then, sis, because y'all ain't on the list. You know?
I'm not talking to you no more, 57. I'm done with you.
We just said that the fans hold a majority of the vote.
Yeah, that's
so,
the people he with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need to get more people out to vote.
Ooh. Yeah, let's go to another call.
Thank you. What's that? Shaking my head.
That's a player from her team. That's out of all the American leagues. Her catcher got in. Now y'all just want to take it over.
Well, the Braves, they know. Might as well just got their whole team and said, y'all just be all y'all the all stars. Just come on.
They're playing good right now.
We are too. We are beating up everybody. We beat up every series.
Y'all ain't beating up the Braves, though, sis. Y'all ain't beating up the Braves.
They wasn't on the list to get beat up yet. That's all.
Come on in here, Ted. What's happening, bro? How you feeling?
What's up, Ted?
Hey, how's
what's
everyone
up,
doing? Y'all got Lady T fired up, man. Y'all better not do that already.
Hey, Ted, you better dig in where you can, bro.
I know that's right. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Marcus. Man, that's definitely totally a blessing, man.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Also, so I gather that you don't like the new rule. As far as the
no, I don't.
How they,
I don't.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. No, I don't.
Yeah, I agree with what you guys are saying as far as, you know, everything is triggered to scorn. You know, because look at the World Series for college, you know, LSU won Western at 18 or something. You know, so it's predicated on scorn.
Pull their butt up.
You know, especially with
that. You won all the way around four, didn't they, Taylor?
Yeah, indeed. You know, especially with the betting situations going on, you know, it's, like you said, it's predicated on score. You know, they want to get these bets and about their money, make their money. So it's score, whatever, you know, it is to allow the batters for offense to have an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And I see that. Like I said, it was plain to see the other day while I was watching that game. I was like, wow. Now, again, disclaimer, I've been more into the basketball, even now after the finals with the free agency and all of the talk of who's who and moving and staying and all of that. It had my mind a little, but I have been able to this weekend, I was able to actually sit down and watch a game, and I was like, wow, why do they think that is better? You know, first of all, the first 8 seconds, they don't even show it. Every time I looked up, it was 10, 10, 9, 8, and I mean a steady movement. And I'm like, how are these dudes supposed to you know, gather in their mind, I want to throw this pitch or I want to do this or that when they're on a counter. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me. And pun intended, it seems counterproductive. Go ahead.
Does that count if you have a person on base too? You know, you say, the strategy of trying to get somebody out to try to trick them, you know, that takes away that. You know, and also, Kel, remember that game I was watching? I called you and I told you that the umpire was just taking over everything in sports, making it about them when they called that pitcher out because the pitcher looked at him as he was going to the dugout because he called a runner in, you know, I think it was the Dodgers in Houston. Dodgers in Houston. And they was tied up. So the dude balked. They say he balked. Okay, and they had the tie run, you know, the winning run come in, and then when they, you know, as they going back to the dugout, dude looked and they threw him out the game. Yeah. You know, the umpire threw him out. So it's like you say, on the case as far as the refs just try to make it all about them, you know, and I know it might be a subject, but we're just on baseball, though, but it's, you know, it just refs take away that, you know, goes on how they call in the 10-second thing. Like you said, how can you got to gather yourself, you know, get, you know, yourself straight, man, and, you know, the mechanics right and stuff, you know?
Unfortunately, it usually takes a serious error before they realize that what they're doing is wrong. I just hope it's not during the World Series or October playoff games. I hope it's not during that situation. I hope it's something before we actually get to playoff baseball, before anything happens that will deter the game and make us say, see, this was crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm no expert. I just watch a lot of baseball. they are, the pitchers know what they're going, when they throw that pitch, they already know the next pitch they're going to throw. They,
yeah,
their first two pitches, they done checked you out. They know what they're going to throw. All that walking around and holding the time, the batter up there messing his glove and doing all of that and stepping back out, all of those are psychological games they're playing with each other. That's why the owners sit back and tinker with the game like they do. I saw something over the weekend that I hadn't seen before. If you're watching the pitch, when the ball hits the pitcher's glove, they still got a ball in that little box sitting up there where the ball should have landed. And I'm like, wow, they done added something else. You know, so they're tinkering with the game because they know what's going on. The pitchers and the batters, the managers, everybody, that's what I'm saying. People that don't understand 1-0 game, they're not seeing everything that's going on out there on the field, out in the clubhouse, what's happening. There's so many signals going on. Some guy out there giving signals, he ain't really giving signals. He's just out there playing around with himself.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
And the only one they really trying to figure out is those rookies. You know, those new guys that they haven't seen before, or you know, stuff like that. Them the only ones that the pitcher is really trying to figure out, the pitcher and the catcher, because the pitcher and the catcher, they go hand in hand. So they tell each other what the yes no. So them the two you got to figure out. Everything else is. You know, it's just gonna come easy. It's just gonna come easy for the rest of the team. If they can get on the same page quick, then everything else is the timing doesn't even matter. The timing don't even matter. The timing had nothing to do with it. Now, unless it's a new person that they haven't seen before.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Can I say this real quick? Number 57, you talk about the square in the box, you know what I mean, the box that shows on there. And I was watching the game, and a lot of times it'd be in the box on the line, and the ref called ball, you know, and it misses a lot of calls. Carol, my mother told me, I said, they need to just go on to go to AI. Since you got the box up there, you say, man, I don't trust the box and this and that. I'm like, what? They, you know, that shows where the strike is. So they need to go to AI to determine what's a strike and what's a ball, because refs be calling bad, you know, umpires be calling bad calls on ball and strike.
That's television. That's television doing that, which I think they shouldn't be doing. You know, because, like you said, Ted, the ref is still calling what he sees, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, just like you said, you go, man, that was out of the box, but he still called a strike. He's looking at how the ball comes across the plate. Not where it lands, but how it comes across the plate. That's what he should be called.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then when you do if you do AI, that's not going to be a 100% either. So I mean, it's all in what the person looking at it sees. So it's all in what they see. So it's everything not going to be 100%. Nothing. So we just got to take what we can get. And I'd rather leave AI out, because that's messing with somebody's job. So I'd rather leave AI out.
Yeah, because the newcomer. We got AI out there on the field. You know, they doing this, they doing that. It looks so advanced, but really you messing up the game.
Hold on. Go ahead, Jay.
I was just say, but doesn't it? You know, I hear what you guys saying. You know, I can dig it. But doesn't it show as far as the strike zone what it should be? You know, as far as like I say, what the strike zone should be. And as far as AI, it would be, you know, more of a percentage than a human. But I could dig it as far as, you know, messing up just the purity of the game. I understand that. I can dig it. You know, these refs, though, period, need to go to school, go to retraining, and also, just like you say, you don't know if they got a different agenda on some of them. You really don't know.
Well,
everything
I'm
we
tell
say
you,
is now.
On both sides. Everything
I'm,
we say
I'm,
is true
I'm
on
tell
both
you,
sides.
As intense as the betting gets, that's the closer we're going to get to this AI.
Yeah.
the more intense that this batting gets, and I just look over one of the betting apps, and they had everything except for the team's home run celebration that you could bet on. And I mean everything, y'all. What hand the pitcher is, and if the left hand pitcher is called in, how many strikes he's going to get, the right hand pitcher. The more intense this betting gets, that's the closer we're going to get to AI being instituted into baseball. And I'm with you, Therese. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Because
I'm probably be out by then.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna be out by then, because I thought after them installing that little strike zone box, I thought that was gonna turn me off to the point where I didn't, because I'm like Ted. I'm sitting there watching the game, and the pitcher is throwing the ball everywhere except for in the box, and the umpire is calling it strikes. You know, way in on the batter, he's calling them strikes, and I'm like, bruh, the ball can't be that close to the batter, and it's a strike. It just can't be, you know, but, hey, this is what these guys are calling it as, so, you know. Like I said, the more intense batting gets, that's the closer we're going to get to this AI assistance, I'm telling you. All right, let's take another call. Is this my man, Ray?
Big Ray.
What's up, man?
Hey, Ray.
What's going on with you guys? I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Man, best by the best. Ain't got time for stress. Been a while. How you been, man? What everything good with you?
I've been good. I've been listening to you guys talking about the, you know, the AI, the pros and cons of it and everything like that. And I think obviously it takes away from the human element. And so it's a good thing when you start talking about a little bit about repay, when it's a very egregious call that goes the wrong way, the opposite way it should go, then AI is definitely a good thing. And when it comes to bad things, is when the umpire or referee, depending on the sport, is looking over his shoulder, so to speak, because he's afraid that he's going to get overturned by a bad call. Now, the use of AI also comes into play when an evaluation comes along. That lets you know who's going to be in the Super Bowl and who's going to be in the World Series based upon your performance throughout the whole season. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
I'm with you.
And you know what? I'm not against that.
I still don't like it.
I'm not against that. If a guy shows that his work has been on point and more accurate throughout the season, he should have a spot in the World Series or in the playoffs at least. You know?
Yeah, that's
exactly
how it goes. Yeah.
You know?
It's just like on a regular job. You know, every 3 months or every 6 months or whatever the case might be, you know, you get an evaluation based upon your performance.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, that leads to your promotion or more money or whatever the case might be in the case of that.
It
affords you the opportunity to get more recognition and, you know, get in the playoffs and, you know, do those games. But that's money for them as well.
Watch me,
but don't stand over my shoulder the whole time I'm doing the job. You know, I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with you. I understand what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense. But evaluate me from another angle. Don't have somebody watching over my shoulder going, he didn't call that right. He didn't do that right. That was a bad one. You know, it got to be another way to do it if that's the case. You know, but I understand what you're saying, and you know,
I'm with 57.
Huh?
I'm with you, 57. I'm with you. Like, pull me in the office and had a tape rolling and say that was a bad call, that was a good call, that was a good call, that was like put it up on the screen. Don't be sitting behind me. No, hey, that was wrong. No, don't do that. That's not gonna work for me.
What do y'all mean?
What do you mean?
Let me tell you, let me tell you why. I'm going to explain to you what I mean, Ted. Go ahead.
Behind the umpire during the game. Behind the umpire.
Who be behind the umpire? Nobody.
Figure of speech.
But still, like he said, you have to be accountable. Like Mark, like Ray.
I didn't disagree with that.
Ray,
I didn't disagree with being accountable. But there got to be another way to do it than the way they're doing it. Because you got people sitting in the stands with their phones watching the game. And that's why officials get attacked on the fields now. These fans feel like they can run out onto the field, take vengeance within their own hands. You know, so that's why that's one of the reasons I disagree with it. But I don't disagree with the evaluation part.
Let me make this point. If they institute AI will be over that umpire's back. And that will be extra pressure on that umpire. AI will be there watching every call, every ball, every strike.
Right.
You know, every ball. AI will be there watching. And we all know who AI is going to go to. It's going to go to the guys in New York. It's going to go to the offices up in New York. A call will be made. And now we're asking, will an umpire be removed from the game, or how are they going to handle this if this umpire is constantly making bad calls? You know,
that's the whole key right there.
If you constantly making bad calls, that's what it's for. Just egregious calls that goes the wrong way. Just remember way back, I think Houston was playing Pittsburgh or whatever the case might be. That's when it really started being considered, you know, putting AI or instant replay, you know, into effect. That call was the wrong call. Everybody in the world knows the wrong call, and somebody who went to the Super Bowl shouldn't have went. So fast forward now, we got to come up with an idea that makes it better. If it's a, you know, close call, then you got to let the referees or the umpires do their thing. But if it's something totally,
we know
that call was wrong, we got to make that call. We got to change that. And that's where AI comes into effect.
But when we get into changing calls, now we got to remember, call is a thought of perception. It's what the referee saw that made him think this was this call or that call. So now again, we're taking the human element completely out of the game.
Yeah.
We're taking it completely out of the game because I don't know how many times I've watched my Washington team play, and we'll hit a quarterback on the helmet, and they'll call rep in the pass. But then when our offense is on the field, quarterback gets hit the same way in the helmet, and it's a no call. You know, so now the perception of the referees making or not making that call is going to come into question, and I think that will be more of a problem for each sport. That's my personal feeling.
I think that's when your AI comes into play. If we got a game, just like you said, we watching the Commanders now play, and then you got another team, they smack us up all the side of the head, right? We don't get any calls just based upon the reputation of the team. You know they don't like the team. Let's call it for what it is, whether it's Dan Snyder or whatever. But they do it to us, and we don't get that same call in the same game. So that's when AI goes back. Now we got to go back Monday, Tuesday, whenever they had their meetings, and look at the film and say, wait a minute, you missed this call. And that call was egregious, and that call cost him the game. Or that call cost him a first down that could have cost him the game. Now we start getting into the evaluation part of it. You can't necessarily always do it on the field. I understand that because now me as a referee, I'm looking over my shoulder wondering if you're going to change the call each and every time. However, there has to be, I think the word was used, accountability, was used earlier. We still have to have some type of accountability.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you 100%.
But,
agree with 100%
on what he said. Even if they change the call, the outcome of the game is the outcome of the game. You know, y'all know me, and I'm going to bring it up again, that Washington-New York Giants game. When we were assaulted in the end zone, and the referees threw nothing. Yes. First they called Terry
Beat
McLaurin
up, sis. You heard
offside. And first they called Terry McLaurin offside. Then I received, hey, I still got the picture. I'll make sure I post it on Tails Corner, and you tell me if
Please
it wasn't do. Assault and battery. You tell me if it wasn't assault and battery. You see the ball coming to our receiver, and the Giants defender with his arms wrapped around our receiver arms and head at the same time right before the ball gets there. That's pass interference. The referees came back and said, yeah, we missed that call. Washington and Washington fans are like, okay, but what does that do for us? That doesn't do anything for us.
After the game, absolutely nothing. You're correct. Once that clock strikes zero, you're absolutely correct. There's nothing we can do. However, moving forward to the next game or the game after that, we got to then they'll have it in their head, not so much as I'm scared to make a call, but then I, at the same time, I got to make sure that I make the right call. Because I'm going to see it again. It won't happen again.
Yeah.
And therefore, I got to make the right call next time.
Right. Ronnie said on Facebook Live, Ronnie is saying online, is saying, yes, it was assaulted, made mean face. He got the mean face up, and then he said, hug that man like he was a Christmas gift.
That's Ronnie, well, you have to turn the puppies on, Ronnie. You on with us now. We can hear the dogs barking.
Oh, dang, my dogs.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Great point, Ronnie. And I appreciate you coming and supporting your brother on that one, because that was a solid victory. For real. I'm surprised PG's finest wasn't standing outside the stadium waiting to put some handcuffs on that bama.
No bull, man.
I can't.
It was the first game. The first game, you're going to call a pass interference, and then you're going to pick up the flag. Type stuff is that.
Yeah. No, Ronnie, that was on the same day.
That was on the same time.
And at that moment, it was more than obvious that they wanted Dan Snyder out the door. And it was not going to allow our team to have any type of success as long as Dan is playing there. So I just swallowed it. But, that was crazy to me. That was crazy. And then when they called the illegal motion on Terry McLaurin, oh, my goodness, this dude has lined up in that receiver position all season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been on point. He checked with the referee. Am I good? Reached over, pointed at the ref. Am I good? The referee said yes. And the same damn referee threw the flag once the ball was tight. How you going to say yes?
Lane Johnson. That's his name.
Why y'all
star
him? Why y'all star him? This is not a commanded segment right now, is it?
Don't worry about it. I'm mute. I'm muting everybody whose mouth is open in the wrong way. They all muted. Bama's. So it's going to be a Washington segment whenever we feel. Y'all come out. Don't get me started. I love you both, but I ain't trying to hear Sweet Sadie, and I ain't trying to hear that this ain't a Washington segment. Right now. Yeah, come on. Let's take another call.
But okay. We didn't switch that segment. I thought we were baseball.
Hey, we are, but you know how we go here on the corner. We take it as it comes. You know?
Yeah,
we take it as it comes.
Nah, these referees be wrong, and these umpires be wrong, though.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say one thing? I'm so proud of my skipper. I don't care what happened in the season. Dave Martinez, the way he showed off when them umpires was like, hey.
Out, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was laying on that ground. Oh, my. I could not stop laughing, Ronnie.
That's my skipper.
My man Dave Martinez got in sniper position. Do you hear me? He laid on the ground like he was a sniper, man. Like, okay, that's what you want to do? Well, let me show you a thing or two. And I was like, wow.
He got
the money
worth.
He played tic tac toe. He threw a tic tac toe.
And then he wiped it off first. He wiped it off and then got down there. That would kill me.
He
wiped it off.
He said,
and then laid down on the home base. I said,
He said, let me clean this junk so you can see it. I said, whoa. And honestly, I don't remember Davey Martinez going off like that.
In 2019, really? That's when they went to the World Series. He went off like that. He went off like that in the, before the All-Star break in 2019. And that's when he lit a fire under that team. Yeah, he lit a fire under that team, that 2019 team. I don't know what's going to happen this year. But, he probably did. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, don't start, please.
I'm not saying anything. I just got off the muted list, so I'm keeping my mouth shut. Yeah.
Because you thought this was the quiet storm. This chaos corner, bro. This ain't quiet storm.
I just heard some crying in the background.
Kale,
I thought it was time for me.
563-999-3782. We'll be right back. I'm going to say this, okay? In the beginning, yes, I was kind of upset with my team because when they made their pick and then who was that with that talking? Who was that with that talking in the background? Mute yourself. When they made their pick and then traded it, I was like, come on, man. Not this mess again. But when I actually went back and looked at, thanks to Tang, I'm going to give you a props, Tang, because Tang called me and said, Kale, look at all we got for Chris Paul, man. And I was like, No, it wasn't Tang. I'm sorry. It was Marcus. Marcus said, look at all that we got for Chris Paul. And I said, I was doing the show and I was looking up the NBA news draft and the Wizards got a whole, they got picks from this year all the way to 2030. And I'm talking high second round picks. I'm talking some first round picks. these guys were able to really put some good moves, together. You know, so
Y'all gotta mute yourself.
Yeah, y'all gotta mute yourself, please. Whoever that is with that talking and all that noise in their background. We really garnished a lot. And I, for one, am seeing some direction, with it now.
Just mute everybody, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to. I didn't want to, but I'm about to.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
See, y'all got us on punishment.
But I can, yeah, the one person I didn't mute come out with a comment. You know what I'm talking about? In words. Since you open your mouth, you come on, 57. Tell me what you think about the moves. You're a Wizards fan, correct?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
I agree with Tang on what he was saying about, you know, we were able to release some, get rid of some money that made it able for us to make some moves. And we're right, we got, like, picks all the way up until 2030. You know, so it looked like we're looking towards the future and not just right now. You know, we're trying to build a team. So we did get a lot, you know, and we didn't have to hold on to Chris Paul. You know, he wasn't going to be able to help us out anyway. So, yeah, I agree with Tang on that.
So what grade are you giving him?
I give us a B+. And the reason why I don't give us an A, because we didn't get a lockdown big man, even a prospect. That's why I don't give us an A.
Well, free agency starts Friday. So,
we'll see what they do after this.
Yeah. Maybe they're waiting around. I'm hearing Mason Plumlee is someone that's been rumored to move. So, you know, hey, that might be somebody we can take a chance after. Ted, what's with you? You know what? I just remember, Chicago didn't have – did you guys do anything with this draft?
Bulls agreed in principle to acquire the draft rights of Julian Phillips. But we didn't have no draft picks.
Due to us
tampering with Zach LaVine when we acquired him. And we, when we moved up to get a couple of players, we gave away some the picks that we did have. We gave them away last year, so we didn't have any draft picks. So we're trying to get this guy named Julian Phillips. We're trying to acquire his rights from Tennessee.
So is that the only move you got your eyeball on with you guys? Are you doing anything else?
Well, that's all that they're saying right now as far as Chicago. So we don't know exactly what we're going to do with Alonzo Ball because he's not – I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's not healthy or he just don't want to play or I don't know what's going on because they're saying he's not playing for already. They already announced that he's not playing. So I don't know if we're going to try to move him or, you know, just – ask him, I mean, I don't know, get rid of him some kind of way. I don't know how we will be able to get rid of him. But I want to just move on past him. If we can acquire Kuzma from y'all, that would be a blast. But I don't know if that's on the radar right now.
No, Kuzma's staying put. Kuzma is, he's staying put. but I could see why you would – want him. Kuzma had one of his best seasons last year. He truly did. And he's shown that, you know, Just give him a basketball. He's not worried about the system. He'll find his niche and a way to fit in. You know, just give him a ball. And when you can do it on a team such as ours, this Wizards team, and make yourself stand out like he did, yeah, you know, kudos to Kuzma, really, really. That young
but
man
Nick,
showed.
Nikola Vucevic for us, the Boston Celtics is trying to get him. So we're trying to do some type of trade for him and free agency. So they're saying up to six players could be – we could almost get up to six players. So I don't know which six players right now that's involved because they just, you know, been talking about it. So he is in free agency. So I don't know if he's going to re-sign with us or move on to Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as far as, like she said, with the ball situation, where his knee messed up. He done had three surgeries on it. I don't know if we can get rid of him, rid of that contract, because definitely no other team would want him, you know, right now.
Right.
Definitely. But if we can move him, that's definitely, man, that'll open our cap space big time.
You think that's possible to go ahead and retire?
Yeah.
Would you retire and lose that money?
I mean, he would still get paid his contract, but
he ain't gonna get paid the same thing he gets paid as far as
but he's already a billionaire. He was born into money. He was already born
he'll
into money, so it, I mean, yeah, he'll
get
a large payout.
Well, whatever you do, I don't know. But then, as far as the Bulls, we got to see free agency coming up. I'm hoping they do make some moves.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of things gonna change around the NBA. Period. So, but I hope the Bulls be able to pull some things off. And I know Celtics want to keep Robert Williams. I'm sure they do. But if they do want to give us Robert Williams, I'd take him. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd maybe work with Zach and what's the name. Try to, but I don't know. One of them need to go. Maybe they need to split that up. You know, I don't know.
I'll definitely give you Kuzma for DeRozan.
They work good together. They work amazing together. They were 30-30 for last year. Both of them scoring 30.
It was rumors.
I'm good with that.
It was a rumor of a discord all season, though. It was rumors.
No,
of
I know.
That
was just
too.
A rumor. But it wasn't. Yeah, we need some defense. And they both play okay defense. But Kuzma don't play no more defense than they do. So I'll keep what we got because we already know what we got. And
you
I like
said
these
you
guys
wanted Kuzma.
Together.
You just
I did,
said you
but
wanted
I'm saying if you're saying defense, and I'm saying they don't play no more defense than these two guys play. So, I mean, it ain't like we're going to – we're going to trade out? No. I'd rather keep what we got. I said if we get rid of Lonzo, we'll take Kuzma. Y'all can have Lonzo.
Why would we want that broken girl?
I don't
next
know.
Caller.
Bro, don't know
look,
I don't ne- know.
Look,
I don't know.
Next caller. Let's go back to Ray.
Look, I'll take a long one before I take that Joe.
You know, yeah, give me Mo. Give me Joe back.
I take his little brother.
Yeah,
I take his little brother.
So yeah, I think it was an amazing thing to finally get rid of Bill's contract. That's the biggest thing, right? So now we got all this draft capital that we got. However, you have to do something with it. You have to have some talent evaluators in order to bring some good people in. Now, obviously, if you get a LeBron James or, you know, some of these number one picks of the past, obviously these can't miss type players, great. But if you can't you can find some gems in the second round. You can find some good players. There's a whole lot of players out there right now that's winning championships that came in the later rounds. So it's all about talent evaluation. So we get some good people in place that's able to go out there and evaluate talent. We can utilize that draft capital we got along with some free agency and then kind of make people want to come to D.C. because that's one thing about it. Nobody want to come to D.C. Nobody want to play
now,
for the Wizards.
Pop, let me stop you real quick because it's been a minute since you've been on the corner. Our words have a tendency to come to life, okay?
Yeah.
We do not want LeBron James here. We do not. Do not.
No,
want
no.
LeBron.
I was using that as an example when he got drafted way back in the day as a can't miss player. I definitely don't want LeBron James here. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But I'm saying the life, the words you speak on Tails Corner somehow have a life. Different things we say here on the corner have come true in the sports. I don't care if it's golf, baseball, basketball, hockey, or tennis. It has come true. Horse racing has come true here on Kale's Corner. So we're not even going to put that in the atmosphere for them Bamas to try to pick up LeBron
that out there.
And sell them. Yeah. We don't want them trying to tell him us all season. But go ahead. Continue. I just had this.
Like I say, it's all about talent evaluation. Because you got to kind of ask yourself, how is it that we always in the lottery every year, but then we can't get anybody that can get us over the hump? Yeah, Bill was a hit. You know, Wall was a hit, but still we couldn't put the talent around him to go any further than what the first or second round that we've been in for, you know, a couple of times. So therefore, I can't give him a grade. I can't give him a grade right now because the jury's still out based upon what we do with all that draft capital that we got.
Okay. That's cool. That's fair. Brother Tang, what's up, Tang?
What's up, Tang?
How everybody doing today? Much love and respect. What's up, online crew?
Hey.
What up, what up?
Hey, who is my man just speaking just now? Because that's how I feel about that grade. You know,
that's
right. My man ain't ever just talking.
That's Big Ray, down North Carolina.
Okay, NC Ray, you on point with that. You on point with that because that's how I feel. I can't give him a grade right now also because, like they say, that free agency, you know, once that starts. Plus, we have a lot of guards. I don't believe all them guards going to be there on our team. That's why I don't think we'll definitely go after DeMar Rosen.
Can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead.
Who are you with this week? Are you with the Wizards or are you with the Suns? Who you with this week?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm with the Bullets and Bradley Beal.
The Bullets and Bradley Beal? Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's where we rolling.
You know I do. You know I do 57.
That water.
57. You
hey,
57.
Ray, that water is warm.
You've been throwing jabs at the beginning of the show. You on point today, buddy.
Hey man. Ain't Dale called me Mr. Controversy. I'm just trying to be straight down the middle today and call everything
right,
the way
I
hear it.
Yeah, well
you know that's
already
all
know
I'm saying.
You know I'm going with Tang,
you should know all day. Tang, you should know the first time you told us that you was getting a Wizard/Phoenix jersey. Phoenix. Yeah. You should know.
He still got the same number, so it's all good. I ain't even got to switch up numbers. He still got the same number. That's going to be easy to do.
Boy. Oh, my goodness.
Now y'all see what D-Mob get it from.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm going to give them. Impossible. But I'm going to give them a grade because I see right now because I'm with Tang on the fact that it's a whole lot of guards on this team right now. But I look at these guards that are on the team right now as trade bait. So what I say is they have a whole lot of capital. And how many times have we looked at this Wizards team approaching free agency after the draft and said, What in the hell are they doing, man? What are they doing?
But you know,
and
you know
we
what,
can
big
actually
bro?
See. We can actually see their plan now. Go ahead.
I feel the same way you feel, but every time I hear the GM talk, I done heard him do about two or three interviews so far.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I feel like Ted then really handed over the keys to somebody that he must trust, because I never heard none of our GMs talk the way this GM talk. And I believe that he's the one that's going to make the decisions in this organization right now. I think we're going to be all
well,
right, man. I'm serious. Because the thing
well,
that he's saying.
GM talked him, this GM talked him into basically blowing this team up. This GM
exactly,
talked him into
was,
basically, yeah, yeah. And we all
and
were saying the last GM was a good guy, a good GM, but Ted didn't have the belief in him that he obviously, apparently has in this guy.
And you know why? Because I believe that Tommy Shepard went to him. Remember, we talked about this because his firing came out of nowhere. I think Tommy Shepard mm-hmm. went to him and said, hey, we got to blow the team up. But he was trying to hold on to Bill, and he got upset about it. But then when this other guy came in speaking the same thing, I think in the back of his head, he said, this must be right. I must got to get rid of Bill. And, you know, that's,
yeah.
I believe that's how it went down. Because Tommy Shepard just got fired out of nowhere. Like, we woke up that Wednesday,
yeah.
and he was gone.
Yeah.
And that wasn't right.
And I believe
and we know how right you've been
out.
Lately.
Boy, he's been really digging. Hey, let me be quiet because he ain't done on me. He's choking on y'all.
Hey, Ted, he's throwing body blows and everything.
Man, straight up.
Hey,
straight up, Jack.
He done knocked your little boxing helmet. He done knocked your little boxing helmet off and everything, man. You know, goodness gracious.
Like that little thing, you say, body blows.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
57. But yeah, I give them a B+. And the only reason it's not an A, because, yes, they haven't found the services of a true big man. I think Gafford is good coming off the bench, but I really don't see Gafford as that big man that they're going to need. You know? So I give them
that.
A B+. I give them a B+ right now, but like I said, Plumlee is up for grabs. So this is somebody that I think the Wizards should really look at with an interest, you know. I love the way Plumlee plays. I love the way he plays, and I think he'll be a good addition with these young guys. So, you know, we don't know. All we know is that in the NBA future, our Wizards having a chance or an opportunity to do something which we've seen them not have the ability to do anything in seasons past. In seasons past. So this is a good thing. This is a good thing. That's why
hey, big bro, just put a side note real fast, big bro. Just real fast. Just put a side note. Like in a month and a half, we do some grades again. Because I think
okay.
we'll be ready then. Especially me and NC Ray. We'll be ready for that.
Hey, I have
you
a grade for him.
NC Ray. He said he's from North Carolina.
But he always giving somebody
like,
a nickname.
Yeah.
I hear what you said about Plumlee.
Hey, I'm gonna need you to talk about that. I'm gonna need you to talk about that Plumlee guy again. I mean, you say you like him or whatever. What exactly does Plumlee bring to the table?
Well, let me say this. Now, I like him in a sense, but last time I was watching, he's been trying to do too much, man. You know, instead of doing what he's supposed to do, get the rebound, look out, make an outlet pass. Don't be trying to bring the ball up, and then you turn it over.
Right.
You know, that's not your game. You know, if you play like you're supposed to play, because you jump out the gym, You still got that ability. Give me a rebound. Play the big man, you know, stick your elbow in the big man back, whatever. But don't be trying to do nothing fancy, Plumlee. Because the last team he was just, I can't think of the team, but he was trying to do that, man.
Utah. When he with Utah.
He was in Motor City.
Okay. Okay.
But he was with a playoff team, though.
You had two of them out there.
He just was with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Right. This was with the Clippers. Yeah. Exactly. With the Clippers.
And until the emergence of Westbrook, who was the point guard for the Clippers?
I'm just kidding.
That's what I'm saying. So he was doing more or less. I agree with you. We don't want him to do that. But he was doing more or less what he had to do with that team.
Bones Highland was there. Yeah, you and other people.
But like I say, he just got excited. Exactly.
Because
one time he should have gave it. I'm sorry to cut you off, Lady T. I was watching the game like you say. You had all Gordon and all them. One time he had them. He should have outlet, but he didn't. And just dribble the ball. But you had them people that you had Gordon that you could outlet and stuff and what have you. So I'm not saying all the time he does that. Sometimes it might be necessary. But come on, man. If he does what he's supposed to do, to settle that,
were there more plays where he made that mistake, or more plays that he played as a original big man? I think there were more plays that he played as an original big man. Yeah. So
it might have been 50-50.
Nah, it wasn't.
He's okay at best as a backup coming off the bench. But why would we want Plumlee? You know, he's already been banging around the NBA.
We don't need Plumlee.
He's a come off the bench guy, man, and he's okay at that. Come on, y'all.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm down here in North Carolina when he played for the Charlotte Hornets, that's exactly what he was. That's exactly what he was, a guy to come off the bench. He'd give you a couple of rebounds here and there, but he ain't the guy that I think you need to be targeted.
Right.
So what big man do
you need?
You need a banger. Give me a big man off the top of your head that you think.
Montrezl Harrell. There you go, Harrell. But actually,
he need to go to Miami. I take Montrezl myself, but if we can get Kevin Love, I'm gonna tell y'all who the big man free agency
right now. The big man who's in free agency and unrestricted free agency right now. Jock Lansdale, Montrezl Harrell, Jackson Hayes, Kevin Love, Thomas Bryant, Andre Drummond, and Jacoby Poteet. Those are the big men.
I'll go another round with Bryant.
I'll go with Harrell.
Yeah, but he's not a star,
He'll give you what you need on the inside. He can give you what you need on the inside.
He will, but he ain't going to be Lopez. Gafford would start with Montrezl Harrell
because Gafford is a high energy.
Well, Lopez ain't going nowhere.
And he's taller, and he's going to protect the basket more than Montrezl Harrell. Yeah, Montrezl Harrell going to bang with you, but he's definitely not a starter. Now, if we go get him, then that means Gafford's starting and Montrezl Harrell backing him up.
I can go with that.
The bottom line, I'm listening to everybody talking, and the bottom line is the bottom line is it's some slim pickings out there. There's some slim pickings out there.
Right.
When it comes to a big man. I'm listening to all these things being sure. moved around, and it's kind of like, wow, you know, I don't know about that guy. I don't know about that guy. Yeah, so it's kind of slim pickings.
But see, there's a lot of guys out there, bro, that didn't get drafted, that are sitting out there waiting to play in their G League. We just ain't seen it all yet.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't done.
But we drafted a 7-footer also. I can't remember his name, but they talked about
Bilal not the 7-footer. Yeah,
No.
He drafted. Yeah, he played with.
We drafted
the
7-footer. We did.
Yes.
We have Trent. We have Trenta on Trista, the power forward. Then you have Jay Huff, a 7-footer. Jay Huff.
Oh, yeah.
Come from the D League.
Okay.
He played with the Virginia Cavaliers. He's nice too. I seen him against the Rockets on the last game of the season. So look for that center to have a breakout season.
Oh, and that guy Nas Reed from Minnesota, he available too.
And also all the players is under 24 years old is young.
I'm just saying.
It's very young and raw.
So you keep putting all that spoiled, rotten fruit out there. No, nobody wants that junk fruit.
Hey, can I say this? My team don't use JaVale McGee.
Oh, my God.
Who's JaVale McGee still with?
You wrong, Kev.
I don't know who JaVale McGee is with now. I don't know who he with
He
now.
Can stay on the West Coast.
Is he still with
he
Dallas?
Can stay on the West Coast.
Is he still with Dallas? Because Dallas didn't use him when they should have used him. They needed a big man to protect the rim, and he's won a championship. He's, you know, awkward in some cases, but every year he gets better.
Well, Dallas trying to figure out that Kyrie, what's his name, Luka situation.
Yeah, I can dig that, but I'm just saying as far as him being the center, and I don't know if he's, you know, about being traded and this and that, but it's just like people don't use him when they got him as they should, you know, when they get down to that 8 rotation or 9 rotation, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, so, and that's even last year.
Golden State could use him well when they had him. Golden State used him well.
I know they did. That's why they won.
McGee done got old in the tooth now. We don't need him. We don't need nobody already been here, because if they already been here, been gone and won a championship, they've been gone for a while. We don't need McGee back.
Well,
we're building a young team, and we need to find us some young
team.
Players.
I wouldn't
we don't
him
need
your
him.
Team. I was just saying, as far as tennis, because the guy was saying, pick is a slam, and he's right about that for sure. You know, but yeah, I was just mentioning McGee. That's all. I'm not for y'all team. But I'll take him as a backup center on my team.
I'm with you, 57. That's my stand on Montrezl Harrell. And you all know I was hard on the Wizards when they let Montrezl Harrell go, because he was a key guy here, and he motivated these guys both on the court and on the bench. So I hated when we let him go. But I'm looking at it like this. If we're starting anew, let's go all the way new, man. Let's go all the way new. See what we got. Figure what we need. You know, as much as I can't stand Ted Leonsis, if he's willing to put the basketball in these guys' hands and let them put this team together, I'm going to ride with it, you know. Like 007 said, that 7-footer from the D-League, he played an all right game against the Rockets last year in the end of the season. Now, yes, we all know it was lotty-dotty anybody on the court, you know, because all the big names were resting or didn't have anything to play for, but he showed his promise. So, yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Let's see what this dude do, man. Let's see what this dude does. And you know, we got enough guards, y'all, that we can put a nice package together and actually get something for real with these guards that we have. We can put a nice package together and actually get something. Because to me, everybody except the players named Jordan Poole, Kyle Kuzma, is up for grabs. Seriously.
I know that's
everybody
right.
Everybody else, hey, thank you for your service. Have a good one. Seriously. So, hey.
Kentucky got a big man. I can't pronounce his name, but he didn't get drafted, that to my knowledge, but he's a big, tough dude. Younger. It's an African name, but he's nice. He was Kentucky center last year.
Oh, he's from school. You talking about Big Edie? No, that's not Edie.
Something like that. You know,
yeah,
And then Villanova, dude, I don't know if he came out this year, but he's pretty decent. So both of them was battling each other. Like you say, we're going to see when it's all said and done after the free agencies and the trades and this and that and swapping and this and that. So at the beginning of the season, we'll see how things go.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was telling you, Kel, then you're going to have a mix-up by All-Star, you know, so the finalized things, you know, for that stretch. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting this year.
That's what's up. I think I'm with you, Tang. Round about August, the closer we get to the new season, we'll know exactly what we have, and I'll come with another grade. But right now, I give these guys a B plus for real. All right, y'all. 563-999. 3782 NFL talk, y'all. We're gonna get to it. Got time out.
Rickety growl, give me the gas, who care, I go so. Rickety flame, on, Geronimo, yo. I rickety burn, rickety rubber when I blabber. Great, I rickety make the wonder twins, the actor, fake, it's crazy. I'm rickety breaking backs and busting lips. I rickety freak, glad it's night, and those freaking tips. Shrimp, I'm rickety make enough noise like Bam Bam. Throw boulders from bedrock, you'll get dropped, I slam man, so check it. I rickety wreck it quick, oh, suck. I give it to God, big stuff like Daddy Warfuck, oh, Anna. I rickety rock the Coca Cabana, but...
Banana split.
Hot
two
spit.
Cool. Oh, man. That's my jump. Okay, y'all.
Hold up. Microphone check.
There you go.
You all right? You all right, man?
Microphone. My microphone was dull. It fell off.
Okay. Top 10 offensive linemen. In the NFL right now, at number 10, Laramie Tunsil, tackle with the Houston Texans. Laramie Tunsil. Number 9, Creed Humphrey, Kansas City Chiefs, center with the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 8, Christian Wirfs, right tackle, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number 7, Joe Thuney, left guard, Kansas City Chiefs. Number 6, Joel Benito, left guard, Cleveland Browns. All right, Cleveland, I see you. Number 5, Quentin Nelson, left guard, Indianapolis Colts. Number 4, Jason Kelsey, center for the Philadelphia Eagles. Number three, Zach Martin, guard, Dallas Cowboys. Number two, Lane Johnson, right tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles. And the number one offensive lineman in the NFL is left tackle Trent Williams of the San Francisco 49ers. And if he was still with Washington, they would not have him on this list. I'm telling you. I'm just speaking the truth. If he was still with Washington, they would not have him on this list at all. But, hey, way to go, Trent.
I just want to say to all the Washington fans, thank you. I just want to say to all the Washington fans, thank you for Trent Wilson.
You are so welcome. Because
it was a gift to get him. So, thank you.
It was a gift.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was a gift. The gift that has given you nothing, because at the end of the season, you sit down with us. Okay, that's good.
Y'all always sitting first.
We always sit last.
We didn't make it at all. That's what I'm saying. I never.
I wouldn't say never.
I mean,
that's a pretty strong word.
Once in 25 years?
Oh, we might go this year. Dang, gone.
Boy, I'm not going to do that. 007, I'm throwing a flag on that comment. It's too early to be talking Super Bowl. It is way too early to be talking Super Bowl.
I ain't say Super Bowl. I'm talking about playoffs. I ain't say Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I can't even go with you on that. I got to see this team.
Oh, we went eight games.
This team did win eight games. This is Sam Howell's first season starting. This is his first time running the
team
all himself. This is the first time he's had the green light.
The Kings to the
so
top.
Let's see what he does today. Let's see how he drives, man. Let's see how he drives.
Yeah. I'm with that. I can go with that. I agree with you, Phil.
Everybody besides Treece, are you guys okay with the top 10 offensive linemen? You guys okay with the offensive
linemen? They did a good job on that one.
And listen, my hatred for Trent Williams is because he's not on my daggone team no more. Because he's another casualty of Dan Snyder, man. For real.
Yeah.
You know? That's my problem with that. You can't put a helmet on your head. You got saws or whatever the hell that was. Boy, don't get me started. But yeah, great
to see him. Huh?
Yeah,
the cut had me to take his head off.
What? Well, that motherfucker still look. I'm about to say that motherfucker. Oh, motherfucker still look good. All right, y'all.
Use this program in one night.
Mute yourself.
Mute yourself.
Y'all better remember where you at. Offensive tackle, Joe Thomas. Linebacker, Jack Thomas. Linebacker, DeMarcus Ware. Hey, cornerback, Darrell Reeves. Cornerback, Rondé Barber. Coach Don Coryell. Hey, man, and let me finish the list. Linebacker, Chuck Howley. Defensive lineman, Joe Klecko, and cornerback, Ken Riley. Now, my only
what do you
I,
read?
I hate the,
that's
the Hall of Fame.
That's the NFL Hall of Fame play.
No, listen. Don Coryell should have been in. He should have been in.
Yes.
See, they wait till the man's dead. And
yes, Ken Riley should have been in.
Too. Yeah.
And they waited until the man is deceased, and now they want to give him his flowers. Come on, man. Stop.
Right.
Stop, man. Give these guys their flower while they're still living. What they did was great. These guys made Sunday and Monday night worth watching, made it must-see TV. Now, I'm all cool with the list. I don't have any qualm with this list. Joe Thomas, Zach Thomas, DeMarcus Ware, Darrell Revis, Rondé Barber, you know.
Revis
I have no problem. Yes, yes, no problem with that list whatsoever. But come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. Let's get some of these older guys in before they're gone, man. Before they're deceased, man. Let them have their opportunity to give to the game one more time, you know, other than their name going into the Hall of Fame, you know?
Right.
That's my only belief.
Don Coryell is the reason why they pass the ball like they do in the NFL now. He brought the passing game to the NFL.
Hello.
So he should have been in there.
And quiet as kept, Ken Riley was Darrell Revis before Darrell Revis. Seriously.
Yep.
Ken Riley was a beast. He was a beast.
They talk about him all the time.
Yeah, it took that, hearing them call his name all the time, and then actually going back, watching some of his old film, man, that dude should have been in the Hall of Fame, man. He changed the game for the cornerback position, and Darrell Revis came in and perfected it. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
you don't think he was overrated?
Who?
Darrell Revis.
Revis? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
I don't think. Tell me
that
why
man had his own island.
He
was on his own island.
Yeah, man. And shut it down. Now, a lot of people are where you are, Ted, but I'm looking at it like this. If you could change an offensive quarterback, an offensive coordinator, excuse me, and the quarterback's mind about throwing the ball on your side, yeah. You are a Hall of Famer. Yes,
mm-hmm.
You are. Teams wouldn't even think of trying Darrell Revis. They wasn't going to that island, man. They wasn't messing with that island.
Yeah,
no.
I can get it, but also, like a bully, you know, if that myth, you know, until you try it, really try it, and, you know, sometimes they might be successful, but then, you know, I guess maybe I saw him kind of also in his late days, you know, when he was still trying to hang on.
You took the words right out of my mouth, and I was thinking the same exact thing. Until you try him, how did you know?
Hey, nobody tried him, so we ain't going to never know. We ain't going to never know nobody tried him because they were scared.
Once you put your hand in hot water,
they were scared.
You know not to go back over there no more.
What you going to do, touch it?
Hold on. Kings did try him, but they were unsuccessful more times.
Exactly.
Kings did try him.
No, that's what I'm saying. If your mother tells you it's hot, you still going to try at least one time just because you want to see if it's hot. So you go over there, you touch the guy, you like, oh, no, it's hot. I ain't going back over there.
It's hot over there. I ain't going back.
Stay off that island. Stay off of the island.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
he earned that reputation, y'all. He earned it.
Man,
he was good.
He had
I think they just gassed him up, that's all.
He had
Deion Sanders atmosphere.
Nobody wanted to go over there and try his car being gassed up the way it was.
And he played a good game, whether he was close to the line in run support or if he went out to cover someone. And understand this, it did not matter who the receiver was. He purposely traveled from left to right to check the opponent's best receiver.
and shut them down, y'all. No matter what side he was on. Yeah, man, Terrell Reeves deserves to be there. He deserves it, bro. He deserves it wholeheartedly.
Yes,
that man put himself into every single play, whether the ball was coming his way or not. And majority of the time, mm-hmm. we all knew the ball wasn't coming his way. Everybody knew that. And they used to say it. The commentators would say it during the game. My boy Madden, they're not going to try Revis. They're not going to throw that ball on Revis. They tried Revis. They tried him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, there was only two people I knew had their own Allen. And that was Revis and Gilligan. And they didn't want to go to either one of them.
I'm done with him. That man right there.
Gilligan Allen.
Thank you. 007. Thank you.
But it's the truth. That's the truth. Ain't nobody want to go to neither one of them. Ain't nobody want to go to neither one.
You ain't lying
because
they were stranded. Ellie's stranded over there.
You sit right back and you hear a tale. Terrell Revis got older. Once he got older, I give you guys 100% about the fact that his speed diminished some. Once he got older and the leg injuries and the ankle injury and all that started to catch up with him, but he still found a way to be around the ball. He still found a way to make a defensive play, whether he was smacking the ball away or tipping it to one of his teammates for an interception. Revis was a bad man, dude. Revis was a bad man. I give him his props. And I'm glad that he's one of the guys that, they're going to give him his props before, he's in the ground. Let the man know that we appreciate him, Let the man know that we recognize your greatness. We recognize what you gave, So many players are my team, Washington, and I'm like, how is this one in the Hall of Fame, but this one not? How is that one in, but that one not? It's crazy to me. All of their jobs depending on each other. But, hey, reporters vote for the Hall of Fame. And a lot of them had beef with different guys. A lot of them had dislike for different guys. So that ended up being the deciding factor with a lot of people. But it's a shame. It's a shame because these guys were when they were jerking Terrell Owens around, that was all about Skip. That was all about Skip Bayless and his point of view on Terrell Owens, team obliterator. I mean, what wide receiver do we know doesn't complain to his offensive coordinator, his head coach, his quarterback? Throw me the damn ball. I'm open. But it meant so much because it was T.O. doing it. Come on, man. Stop.
Right.
Stop that, dude.
Right.
Let me ask
you
this. How can we say it's a team game? And it bothers me about this when they give out the Heisman Trophy. The Heisman Trophy is supposed to be for the best player in the game, but it's never given to a lineman or a defensive lineman. It's always given to a, now it's only given to a quarterback. It used to be a quarterback and a running back.
Or a wide receiver.
Or a wide receiver. They don't do that anymore. That the Heisman Trophy is going to go to a quarterback. How can you have all these guys, 11 guys out there on the offensive line, but only one guy, like you were saying, Kale, gets to go? And they play 12 years, 13 years, and win championships, but they don't go to the Hall of Fame. It's just amazing me. This whole thing is so hypocritical. You know how we give out trophies and awards, how we pick and choose who we want to exalt. It's so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, me too.
It's almost like we were speaking earlier on the All-Star break. You know, it's a popularity contest. That's how a guy like Bryce Harper can come back. Bryce, I believe if Bryce wouldn't have played at all this season, it would have been past accomplishments that would have gotten him enough vote to be in the All-Star game. Seriously. I mean, certain players, they want there. Just like the NBA, certain players, they just want there because they are the attention getters. They are the people that make the ticket sales. So they want them.
Mm-hmm.
They want them out there.
Talk about the NBA.
You know?
And that one. I can't stand that format with their All-Star. Now, people get to pick their teams and this and that stuff. And, you know, come on. How Joker going to get picked last in All-Star? You picking your teams, how Joker going to get picked last?
Well, I'm hearing now that they're going to play a USA
international
versus international players.
Yeah.
Well, how do you guys think
that would be better?
Work?
I think it'd be like the Olympics, but I think it'd be better. It'd be more competition. They'd be definitely be competing. You know, not definitely letting people go and this and that. Because that, you know, they'll try to definitely win. Their pride is at stake.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. That's a great point. It'll make it a little more umphier, if I can use that word. It'll pull them more umphier.
Umphier.
Come
I
on,
love
ladies.
It. I love it.
Come on, ladies.
I love it. And y'all already know, with umphier, we love it, okay? So. I want to give the last word to 007. You have the last word. We have come on with the last word.
Peace to everybody. I enjoyed the that caught me off guard once again. And good evening to everybody. I don't know what else to say. You caught me off guard again. I enjoyed the show, and see y'all Thursday. Hear from y'all Thursday.
Okay, good enough.
Y'all Thursday.
And that, my friend, listen, y'all, I want to give a shout-out to 007 because he's always online and on the phone, okay? I want to just, you know, make that a note because he's always doing both. He's always showing support on both ends. So thank you for that, 007. And with that being said, you guys, y'all know what time it is. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank all of you guys for the support you give us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Please tell someone that we're on the corner between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log in to blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, we love you guys. Thank you, online crew. Thank you, phone crew. We love you guys. Don't forget our sick and shut in. We miss you guys so very much, and we love you guys so very much. Stay tuned. We love you guys, and we'll be right back on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp, God willing. Kale, you have the very, very, very last word.
Okay. Marcus told me to let you guys know that he really appreciates you all, and thank you so much for all of the prayers and the congratulations for him and little Marcus and his wife. You cannot forget her. Their team, they won. All right, y'all. Listen, Tree said it. And you know what? I ain't even got to say it because y'all know it. We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We'll be back on Thursday, 5 p.m., Lord willing. and we want you guys to make sure to join in, man. Make sure you join in. Big Ray, North Carolina. Been a long time, bro. Good to hear your voice today.
Yeah.
57. Tang, Ted, 007. Everybody. Meemaw, who was quiet the whole show. We love you guys. We'll see you guys Thursday, Lord willing. And let's go with a little do it till you're satisfied. We'll get
okay.
Back.
Everybody knows.